Speaking of the Warriors, Patrick Beverley, as we reported yesterday, finalizing a deal with the Bulls. And Patrick Beverley would have us believe, Ray, that it came down to his hometown Bulls, who have a need for a defensive-minded guard with Lonzo Ball now lost for the year, or the Warriors. That surprised me a little bit to hear that the Warriors might have been interested in Patrick Beverley, but he explains.
It was between Golden State and the Bulls, and the Bulls have been after me for the last couple of years. I with Billy Donovan. I really do. I like his structure. I like he goes like how he goes about things. So I couldn't kind of say no to that. Obviously, you know, it's always good to play with a lot of great talent in Golden State, but you know, it's a lot of guards over there, you know. So I figured, you know, I can make a playoff push with the Bulls right now and kind of, you know, pump them up a little bit. The East kind of weak, you feel me? You know, not to disrespect anybody from the East, but you know, a lot of people went to the West, so I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, and his family is excited to have him back home.
I get to take my son to school. I get to take my son and my baby girl to school. I get to pick him up. I get to rep my city on my chest, man, like proudly. So if you think I went hard for other teams, just imagine I'm going to go hard for this one, man. I'm excited. My mom's excited. My family's excited. My friends are excited. I know the Bulls are excited. I just can't wait to get started, man. This going to be lit.
Patrick Beverley on the Pat Bev podcast. As far as any interest from the Warriors, Pat Beverley said it was between Golden State and the Bulls. Obviously, it's always good to play with a lot of great talent in Golden State, but a lot of guards over there, you know. So I figured I could make a playoff push with the Bulls right now, kind of pump them up a little bit. He also said he talked with Mike Dunleavy, and he said that the Warriors were with him. They said, you know what, if you got another offer, here you go. Quote, they kept it real with me, like, we don't want you to wait, Pat. If this is an opportunity you want to take, go ahead. We respect it. We know there's a lot of teams after you. So I felt like the Bulls were the best fit. I appreciate Golden State. I appreciate the opportunity that was there. If it was there, it worked out the way it was supposed to. That's fine. That's all well and good. I'm just not sure that there really was an opportunity there. There's no reason to assume that the Warriors ever actually offered him anything other than, yeah, we might want to talk to you. So good for him. He's found a landing spot, but I don't think the Warriors are too broken up that, oh, we didn't get Patrick Beverley.
They might have been able to find a way to use him, but I think they also knew that there are other teams that were, you know, had more money available to make something happen and had more assets available. The Warriors are, this is not nearly a direct parallel, but they don't have enough attractive movable parts to engage teams in serious trade talks. And
so then the buyout market is the way to go.
If you're interested in selling, but Bob Myers said the other day that, or I think it was Myers said, you know, the buyout market usually doesn't produce much. Now, do you believe that the Clippers are dramatically better because they got Russell Westbrook?
I don't, but they seem to be pretty excited about it.
Do you think Miami is going to all of a sudden go from seventh place in the East to third in the East because they got Kevin Love?
Only if there's like a Shazam-like bolt of lightning that strikes him and he reverts to his previous form, which is unlikely.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, you've got names, but they're names with not much tread left on the tires. And then after that, you're sort of squinting and going, Will Barton, do we want to do that?
I kind of like Will Barton. I think the buyout market is great for a team that's pretty much already established as a really good team. And maybe they've just got one little area where this guy's been hurting. We need to shore up that area just in case. I think that it's perfect. The buyout market is perfect for that type of team. But if you're a team that's kind of struggling and you need one more oomph, if you're counting on the buyout market to give that to you, you will be disappointed.
I don't know if you'll be disappointed, but your chances of hitting are not great.
Which would be disappointing, but okay.
No, but I mean, no, I don't know that you'd be disappointed. I mean, I think, you know, the only way you'd be disappointed if the guy was actively throwing games against you.
No, I'm saying if you're expecting a guy to come in and give you a big, oof, the buyout guy we got, he's going to put us over the top. It's probably not going to happen.
Well, but nobody believes that anyway. A buyout guy is just sort of a safety valve for the most part. Uh-huh. So I don't know that disappointment enters into it, but we're arguing semantics, which is A, bad radio, and B,
well, that's
bad,
we're supposed to save that for the 5 o'clock hour. That's what we're doing the whole
bad radio.
No, the semantics argument.
I think the bad radio started at least 64 minutes ago.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
And maybe before then.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like Will Barton. I know he's not having a great year. A light guy can shoot, but the Warriors, obviously they need to shore up defensively. And if they had any interest in Patrick Beverley, if they did, it had to be rooted in that.
Yeah, and I'm not sure they did, so. Eh.
So you're not scared of Russell Westbrook going to the Clippers? I understand why they did it. And supposedly, as we discussed yesterday, they talked to him. And, you know, they've got veteran leaders there. And the Clippers explained to him, look, this, Russ, this is what we need you to do. To me, the very first sign of trouble there is the fact that while Russ eventually was convinced to come off the bench for the Lakers, and he was somewhat effective in that role. I'm not a big Westbrook guy, but you check it. There are times when he was effective in that role. He will not be doing that for the Clippers, Ray. He will be a starter for the Clippers. And if you ask me, it has already failed.
Yeah, I don't like the chances of that one working well. But they would have to be able to convince Russell Westbrook to be the kind of different player that other teams have wanted him to be. And Russell Westbrook has, for the most part, been the kind of player that he's always been, only his skills have diminished some, which makes him less effective and therefore problematic, because he's still going to be ball dominant and he's still going to take shots that, frankly, the percentages don't justify.
Right. At the worst possible time sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a... You're hoping for the best. I just don't know that you're going to get the best.
The Clippers are a little scary looking at it from, you know, the Warriors standpoint in the West the rest of the way. And, of course, the Warriors got their own problems. Clippers a little scary. The Westbrook thing could end up sabotaging them. The Suns are the team that I think that's... It's always an open question as to whether Chris Paul, whether he's going to be healthy. If he's healthy, though, and Durant's healthy, watch out for that team. CP3 and KD. That team could win the West.
They could. But that is largely because nobody is fully backing the Nuggets or the Grizzlies or the Kings. So basically, anybody can come out of the West this year. There's no putative
favorite. It may look that way, but I don't think so. I think Denver could. Maybe Phoenix, Memphis could. I don't think Sacramento can. I mean,
maybe not.
A nice year, and if they get into the playoffs, that's a huge success for them. But it's been very muddled, but I don't think right now it's as wide open.
What's the team you would bet your car on?
To make the finals?
Yeah.
I don't know what I bet my car. Can I bet Grandy's car?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Because you've seen Grandy's car. That's probably, what, $100?
Right now, I would still go Denver, but if I was in one of my pools with, you know, my mother-in-law and everything, and she had Denver, I'd probably take I'd take Phoenix.
Okay. Grandy, how much is your car worth?
I don't feel comfortable disclosing that information, Ray.
What's your license plate number?
I also don't feel comfortable disclosing that information, Ray.
Okay, how about the PIN on your debit card?
Oh, yeah, okay, let me get that out. Hold on. Let me
how
get
about
it out of
you?
My pocket.
If you had to bet Lucas's car...
Oh, if I had to bet Lucas's car?
On one of the teams coming
out
of the West.
I'd take the Rockets. Lucas, what's your PIN?
888-957-9570. You got to bet your car.
His cowardice is well known.
If you had to bet your car on somebody coming out of the West, I would still go Denver Nuggets right now. How about you, Ray? Phoenix is my second choice. I'm not going Grizzlies.
Why not?
Because I've seen them too often stumble when they can't shoot, they can't make shots. Excuse me. They are very dependent on getting out in transition, which is harder to do in the postseason. That's why they got the guy they got from the Clippers, the left-handed shooter. Who did they get? They just got, he's a good shooter and he's going to help them. But
Kennard?
Thank you very much. I apologize. Luke Kennard. They got Luke Kennard. He's going to help in that area, but they're not good enough.
So, in other words,
offensively, they fall into these droughts where they can't score, and that's going to get worse in the postseason. They're frauds!
Okay.
They're a good team, but not good enough to get to the NBA Finals.
All right. Are the Clippers good enough?
They might be. Like I said, I think...
They just added Russell Westbrook.
I know.
We just talked about that.
I know. That's why I say...
Are they good enough to get there or not?
They might be. It depends how that's going to go. If there are any problems with that, right now I would say no. I'll say no.
So you,
I was much higher on them before they signed Westbrook.
Okay, so basically it's Denver or Phoenix.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think Sacramento gets there, and you know they're having a great year as it is. I don't think Denver gets there. I'd like to think the Warriors have a chance if things come together, but you know at some point things have to come together, and they're just not for this team.
I want Sacramento to win it all because I want to hear what a smug Kings fan sounds like. Because no franchise in any American sport has had less opportunity to do that.
Well, it's only been 16 years since they've been in the playoffs.
It's only been 72 since they won a championship. And that was
51 Rochester.
Five cities ago.
Yeah.
They've been in five cities since the last time they won a title. I mean, that's a level of endurance where you not only don't have any playoff experience, you don't have any history to glom onto. I mean, they used to play some of their home games in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Cincinnati.
It's
Rochester.
Cincinnati, you could see. Cincinnati is actually a relatively thriving metropolis. You know, Rochester, it's not even as big as Syracuse.
I think the thing that would keep them from getting there is they just don't defend well enough. And I know things are different in the NBA this year because everybody is scoring, but I think defense still is going to matter. And their coach, Mike Brown, by his own admission, we can't guard anybody. And I think they're having a great year and they're building for the future. If they get into the playoffs, hugely successful season, but you can't defend as poorly as they do and have any shot at winning an NBA title.
No, I mean,
you're right, but
I don't believe in them either, but I'd like it to happen.
I think the Warriors
I'd like Kings fans to walk around with their noses up in the air just one time. Because after
I thought
this,
you didn't like Kings fans.
I don't like Kings fans, but I want to see how they are when they're smug. We've seen how Warrior fans are when they're smug, because all you have to do is see a Warrior fan and you see smug. I mean, you see that with 49er fans.
Mm-hmm. Who are the most smug fans in all of sports?
Oh, Cowboys fans. Because they haven't won in forever, and they still think they're the most impressive team in sports. And all they are is impressive if you're looking at their Forbes valuation. But as John Middleton said, who remembers that?
Right.
Remembers that. Nobody cares.
Yankee fans? Pretty smug?
It's been a while since they've won. But, yeah, they're up there. Red Sox fans, Cubs fans, Cardinals fans.
Cubs fans?
Oh, yeah.
Smug?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
You forget 2016 when they remembered, we invented baseball.